停车这边，冒不？I wondered why there was so much radio silence. Where you been?
I just got in the truck and I'm on the road, baby.
I just went around the corner at Cunningham Fire Department. So I might get there a minute or two before you.
Okay, well, I've got three fresh fully charged batteries and my transmitter is at 90%. That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, you can fly that transmitter. You can fly about 3 weekends on that without having to charge it, at least.
All set and ready to go, and you're never going to believe how I've got this aircraft in the cab.
That was going to be my next option. If the heavy quilt in the bed of the truck up against the cab didn't work.
I looked at it and I looked at it and I said, you know, if I tilt it this way and take an angle that way and let the tail go over there while it goes in, well, look at here, Tom, it works.
That's kind of a long wingspan. That's a meter and a half for the cab of a truck.
It sure is. It's 60 inches. So, anyhow, I'm quite proud of myself.
Been up against anything? Is it going to get any hanger rash doing that?
Because the actual bulk of the weight is on the front edge of the seat, and that is pleather, so yeah, it ought to be just fine.
And you say you got three batteries?
Three fully charged batteries, ready to go. Now, you know, I went over there and worked with them this morning.
You did? How'd that go?
Love it, baby. okay. Don't close your eyes and picture this, but picture this in your mind. You pull into the gates. You go up there and you're at the shed. And you're standing in front of the shed right there at the little fence. You're looking down the runway to the right. You're looking down the runway to the hangars on the left. Well, if you look across the runway...And you know the big tall trees that kind of get in the way on your approach?
Yeah.
Those trees will be gone.
What did you guys take down today?
Boatloads. Now, you know that guy Larry that drives the old 64 Chevy pickup truck?
The red one?
You got it.
Yeah.
He's coming off his hip himself because he flies ultralights in there. And he's coming off of his own hip to have those trees taken out. So he's having a tree service come in to take the great big ones out. And they're doing that next week. And we took a huge amount out of there in preliminary. And I hauled four loads.Brush and everything else out of there. You're going to be shocked when you see it.
So that means we'll be able to come around the base and not have to drop in on final. We'll be able to come down to our approach level on base rather than waiting to do that on final.
Absolutely correct.
But on the downwind, we still got to go up and over, right?
But not really. You know, the big tree that's so tall...They're taking that one out, too.
It's multi-rotors and got some video of that, but I didn't. I thought about bringing them, but I didn't.
I took a picture of it with those trees there, and it's going to be a dramatic change when they get those out of there. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to make life a whole lot better for us and for the ultralights.
Mountain.
14 people over there.
Okay, that's plenty. Then they didn't miss me at all.
Oh, so I'm going to just bail out on you for a minute, and I'll see you when I get over there, okay?
Sounds good. I'm approaching Jordan and Jug Factory, so I'm almost there. Camp 4VWA, W4DJW.
Okay, Charlie 3-8, clear.